What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having an amazing day so far. I know we are, because if you're watching on YouTube, you obviously are seeing the major changes that have happened to our
major
Florida studio. We got new, might I add, sickening wallpaper.
It is so gorgeous. This is the Florida vibe. This is what we've been waiting for. This is when we said, like, my studio is going to be, like, so fun and cool and unique and special. Like,
not like other studios.
This is what it was, and it is that studio. I'm obsessed with sitting here. I'm obsessed with, like, looking at us in the camera. Like, I'm just obsessed with the whole look. And so I just want to say, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, I'm not listening.
The thing is, I don't even think you have to say that, because I cannot see someone who watches this show, who obviously, if you watch this show, like, you have taste, you have style, you're funny, you're interesting, you're beautiful, stunning, and smart. Mm-hmm. So if that's you, like, you couldn't possibly conjure up a negative thought to think about this wallpaper, because it's so beyond sickening. It's also like, it's on brand toasty, it's on brand Florida, like, literally Lion Country Safari. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But we're also, like, doing something new for us, which mm-hmm. I love. You know, I've been advocating for, like, a little bit of a rebrand.
On Toast.
At OG. The Toast. Not anything major. I love our toasty vibes, but this is a refresh, mm-hmm. and I love that for us.
I love it, too. I feel like every episode we've done thus far, like, was amazing, but something was missing. And then it realized, like, Flamingo was missing.
It was the flamingos that were missing.
Now we have to come up with names for the flamingos, obviously. But, well, I think we should just let that happen naturally over time.
I know that this one is Jackie Flamingo.
Ooh, I know that this one is Claudio. How does that sound?
Claudio, that's good.
Claudio, yeah. So we're feeling good in our new studio, second episode of the week. Lots happened yesterday. We have a brand new vlog up on the Patreon. For those who are wondering, like, what the fuck I do here all day, I did a day in the life vlog. Yesterday was, like, kind of a crazy day, obviously, being working woman. Also, like, you know, I had to take care of Kaylor. There was a gap in her schedule where, like, there was no one to watch Kaylor. And of course, number one auntie showed up and showed out. And I also dive into, like, a little bit of my complicated relationship with Michaela these days, because she's just, like hating me. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like the more love I give her, the more love she taketh away from me. Mm-hmm. And it's been really challenging as an auntie. And I think other aunties can probably relate to this issue.
Yes, but as discussed, we have different auntieing styles. And I think that my style is what Kay prefers right now, which is just, like, meet you where you're at, not gonna, like, low-key, do anything that you don't want to do. Like, if you want to give me a hug, I will accept the hug. I'm not going in for a hug.
You know, it's important to note that over the last week, more importantly, the last 72 hours, Michaela has added a bunch of new words to her vocabulary. Those words being Ben, Jack, Zach, and uncle. There's not an auntie in sight. There's not a Claudia in sight. There's not a Claude in sight. There's nothing. And I'm taking it personally.
So what you're saying is Michaela's gaslighting you.
I would say it's more of a manipulation, like an emotional torture,
yeah,
than a gaslighting. But I wouldn't put it past her is what I'm saying. And that's just kind of where we're at. So I talk about that in the vlog. We had a really fun dinner last night. We did hibachi at Olivia's house that she set up, which she knows is, like, my favorite cuisine of all time. And we have hibachi leftovers for lunch today. So today's going to be a fabulous day. And there's not a lot, so I'm not, like, offering to share. Like, there's very little. And I think your husband took home some hibachi, so there might be some in your fridge.
He did. I don't think there is. But it was delicious. Nonetheless, and you know what? I'll leave me wanting more. I actually didn't fill up, which I thought that I would. And I was like, I could go for a little snack.
What'd you get?
I had a ice pop, like, not, I don't know what the brand is. Olivia made me buy them. And I enjoyed it. Yasso. And I enjoyed it. with your vlog. And it was such a delicious evening. Bryce was loving the vlog. He saw himself. Oh my God, at one point in the vlog, you hear me yelling like a maniac. And I don't yell at the dogs like that, but let me tell you what they did.
So because I didn't even notice you yelling at the vlog, at the dogs. I guess that's just like part of the chaotic nature of our YouTube videos. I don't even notice someone blood-curdlingly screaming in the background. When I tell you all the YouTube comments, all the Patreon comments, everyone's like, what the fuck is Jackie screaming at? I don't even know what they're talking about.
Okay, so I walked into Olivia's pantry, which like doesn't have a door, but it's like a whole room pantry. And Bryce and Shrice were dumpster diving into Theo's huge bag of food, like one of those bags of foods from Cheaper by the Dozen.
From Beethoven.
For those dogs. And you know Bruno, he's Brudini, and he found a way to get in there, and he's showing Theo his tricks, and they are diving into the bag. And so at first I was going in there to make a bottle, and so I was like, get out, get out. And then I realized, I was like, no, I need to like be stronger about this behavior because this is really bad. So then I was like, get out, get out.
You literally tapped into like your strict mom era.
I really did. And you captured it.
I didn't even hear it because I was obviously so busy like looking at myself in the camera. Like, what do I look like? What do I sound like? How's my skin? So thanks for clearing that up.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they were doing. And Bruno is a bad influence because it's his Brudini skills.
Harry and Brudini.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So new content up on the Patreon. We're just like kind of churning out the content while we're here down in Florida. So
and
it's a great
Claudia
time.
Got a vlog camera, and I think that's also made the difference.
It's so much more fun to do a vlog on this. Like I literally like copied whatever Olivia Jade had because like her vlogs are always like clear. And I got this new camera, so it makes it more fun to vlog. We look sickening, and we're just churning out the content. So it's a great time to become a Patreon member.
It is. If you want more behind the scenes of what we're doing here every day, you know, and the wallpaper. Patreon saw it first last night, you guys. They knew about this.
If you're a Patreon member, like this wallpaper is not a surprise to you because it was a huge part of our day getting it installed, waiting for it to be finished, like being excited about it. So
if you're a Patreon member, this is actually old news.
Yeah. Sorry. Yikes. If you're a Patreon member also, great segue. I just announced yesterday the final, I think it's 11 or 12 dates for the Not Like Other Girls tour, my tour that I started at the beginning of the year, is finishing out August, September, October, and November of this year. I added Seattle, Portland, Nashville, Charlotte, Durham, lots of good places. So Patreon presale starts tomorrow. If you're hoping to secure a meet and greet, they usually fly in the Patreon presale, which sucks for everyone else. So it's a great time to become a Patreon member for that reason. And then if you are not in the space to become a Patreon member, which is also fine, general on sale starts for everyone for those tickets on Friday. So just like prepare yourselves. You have until either tomorrow or Friday to get sickening tickets to the last 11 shows, historic shows of the Not Like Other Girls tour. And that's on being a comedian. So
great. And speaking of content, new episode of the Redheads is recording tonight, dropping on Thursday. I feel like a lot of people are becoming Redheads recently. I was looking at the numbers, and the thing about Redheads episodes is like they are evergreen. So I could go back to one from 2 years ago and people are listening to it and it's growing and climbing. And like all of our numbers are really growing across all episodes.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Which book or which episode that you guys have done has the most listens, like by far?
Our first one, just because it's had the most amount of time to accrue.
Of course.
Listens. But that's the top one. That was The Husband's Secret, which is also just a really good and popular book by Leanne Moriarty, who's a really good and popular author, except for her last book, like no offense.
No offense, Leanne.
Yikes.
No offense, Mrs. Moriarty.
But you know, she's Nine Perfect Strangers. She's Big Little Lies. Like, she's fine.
Yeah.
That was really popular. Your episode is obviously really popular, Girl with No Job. We recap Claudia's book and ask her some personal questions. And Before We Were Strangers, which
I love that book.
Renee Carlino, which kind of just like set off like this Renee Carlino stanhood in motion for so many of our
Redheads. I did a bunch of Renee Carlino books
for you, for Snitch, and that was really like our first runaway hit. I would say
you love to see it,
but I do think that this week's episode is another one that's like that. And the author, it's her first book. And I was looking at her Instagram and she looks like so young, and she has an illustrious career ahead of her because this book is that book. It's called A Flicker in the Dark.
You know, that's also the same thing with the book that's going viral now, Every Summer After. Mm-hmm. It's her first book. She's like so young and cute on her Instagram. She's like, cannot believe her book is blowing up. It's so cute to see. Like, yeah, I'm so happy for her.
I think it's the same thing for this author. Like, it's a New York Times bestseller, and you just love to see quality
winning. Yeah, you really do.
Because a lot of times quality doesn't win, and a lot of times like non-quality wins.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to single out like one particular author, but like, that's what it is. Like, everyone's obsessed. Like, oh my God, this author has a new book. And it's literally not good. None of them have been good that I've read.
Interesting.
I'm not going to say it's mean.
No, it's mean because someone puts their heart and soul into that book, and other people like books. And by the way, books are more personal than comedy, more personal than food.
I agree. And so that's something I'm like struggling with posting my reviews on my Instagram. And part of the reason why I went private on TikTok is like, not TikTok, I would never private on Goodreads is like, sometimes I fucking hate a book and like, I want to give an honest opinion, but I have to say it nicely because like I posted a little while ago about the first Ellen Hildebrandt Golden Girl. And like, then she followed me, which is amazing. And I thank God I have nothing negative to say about her books thus far, but like, what if I think one's a stinker, you know?
Yeah, that's and where it's somewhat awkward.
Like people work years on books, so I just have to, not for me,
yeah,
not my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, that's why. I mean, in addition to like other reasons, we don't like have seek out having authors on the redheads, like
right.
The authors of the book. And I'm sure for some, like we could keep dreaming, but for others, like we could probably make right. It happen. But we want to be able to have an honest combo. It does take it, like it makes you feel like the principle.
It takes away
there.
Some of like your artist integrity.
Yeah, and we are artists.
And you're integral.
Beyond.
So congratulations on the new episode of The Redheads that's coming out.
That hasn't happened yet.
I'm
Thank
excited
you.
For it.
Thank you very much.
And I feel like I don't really have that much else to catch up on because I was just like busy vlogging, editing.
And everything is in the vlog, everything right. That you would say.
And I don't want to spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
No, I'm literally becoming, like, am I Casey Neistat, like with my camera and my vlogs?
I think that you are.
I think that I am too.
Are you going to do another vlog? What would be your next subject?
Honestly, I feel like I've been so like at the forefront of the Patreon. Like, I think you need to pick up the camera. Like, I think people are like, oh, this is fun. Jackie's the interesting one who just moved and had a baby. Can we hear from her?
Oh, sure. True. When I have a spare second in my day, right. I'm going to vlog. I have so many things like on deck that I've been meaning to do. But your next subject was actually meant to be Zach Shapiro.
Yes, yes. Annie Leibovitz is taking the focus away from herself and onto one of her constituents. And that would be Zach Shapiro. People are just like kind of breakout star from this trip down to Florida. Olivia's husband, Zach Shapiro.
Yeah, so Claudia was going to do a day in the life of Zach Shapiro.
I know, but like he's really busy. And like, so I get ready in Olivia's bathroom, and Olivia's house has like two working spaces. One of them is in her bedroom and one of them is like an official office. And Zach does the one in the bedroom. So when I go like in and out of the bedroom at 9 just to like, you know, get a coffee or go do my makeup or my hair, like I feel like such a fucking intruder. Like,
imagine if you were with your vlog.
With my camera.
Right.
And he's like talking about, I don't know, like confidential information at his job. And yeah. I'm there with like, this day out of the Patreon. And he's so nice. He would never say anything, but I'm like,
yeah,
I am doing everything in my power not to become like a burden in Olivia's home, right, you know,
because you have been there for 10 days.
And I keep saying to her, I'm like, just tell me when I'm being annoying. Like, I can always go stay at Jackie's. Like, you guys have a lot going on, like with Michaela. So I try to like clean as much as possible. I was like folding all the towels yesterday. Like, I just want to make life easier. And I know that Ben staying at someone's house like automatically makes it more difficult because he'll cook and leave the dishes. Like, and he's not like intentionally rude. It's subconscious. Oh, my wife will do it. You know, mm-hmm. Like he's so just not thoughtful in that way. He's thoughtful in a million other ways. So I'm just trying to make up for my presence and Ben's presence as well and not become this like, oh, we can't wait for this bitch to leave. I want them to be like, oh, why is the house so messy? Oh, Claudia left. You know, she was so good at picking up after everyone.
Yeah. Well, you are always welcome here.
Thank you.
I've actually been thinking about things that I'm going to get that are going to really make your stay whenever that
elevate.
Is. Elevate your stay. Like, I know the shampoo that you like.
Oh, wow.
You know, wow. Stuff like that.
That shampoo is expensive.
I know. I actually didn't buy it because they only had the huge sizes. And yeah. I was about to spend so much money on shampoo. I'm like, girl, get a grip. Get Garnier.
Well, can I tell you, I've actually, up until my trip.
The function of beauty.
I've really been struggling with dandruff. Every couple of years, I like get itchy scalp. I'm like, oh, dandruff. You use Head and Shoulders once and it goes away.
Yeah.
And Olivia's guest bathroom has Head and Shoulders. So it's actually been really timely for me to to be using Head and Shoulders, and I have no complaints. She has a great selection. She happens to have the same face wash that I use in the shower.
So I don't need to spend like so much money on shampoo.
No, like you definitely should. Okay. And I feel like it could be a write off, you know?
Oh, that's so true.
Because this is like.
But I also realized last night when I was shopping for shampoo that the brand that we like has a scalp shampoo.
And it was the brand that we like, we're not gatekeeping. It's called Milbon, and we buy it directly from our hairstylist, and it's like so expensive.
And it's impossible to get online. I was Googling it last night, and like the first results were from eBay.
No, I have like a really janky website. No, I'll send it to you.
I saw Shampoo Zone is also a website, but they didn't have the size I want. They only have the jugs, and okay. Those are so expensive.
I have like a really, really scary website. The box shows up like duct taped together with like really, it's just, It's so janky, but they offer multiple sizes. And so far, the product has been good. Because the reason why we can't find it online is it's a type of brand of shampoo that you're only supposed to sell via a salon. They don't sell direct to consumer.
Big mistake.
So I found some like janky salon website. I don't know where the salon is based, but the shit comes. I swear I order it. I turn around. It's there. Oh, it's crazy.
Okay. Give me the link.
Yeah, I will. So thank you for the effort you're putting into making my ensuite a premium experience.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so I guess without further ado, I mean...
By the way, without further ado, because like everyone is going to quake their bones off from today's lead-in sponsor. Like, it is a dream come true, an honor, and a privilege to be working with this particular brand for this particular product. So I'm more than happy to dive in.
And what's so funny is there's another sponsor today that is like one of my... something I eat every single day.
You know what? Okay.
So we could do them...
together.
Together, because it's our favorite food groups. But I just also want to address the lack of dew.
Yeah. Theo's not here today because yesterday he made my legs look fat when he was sitting on my lap. And that's just... like a personal boundary I will not allow for.
Yeah.
I couldn't, and I've been watching, usually I never watch our episodes, but in Florida, like I've been really enjoying watching our episodes once we're done with them because I don't know, it's like fun and fresh and I could not get myself to watch them yesterday. My fucking knees looked, first of all, I looked 87 with like my wrinkly, like it was all Theo's fault. We all know it's my fault, but I'm scapegoating Theo.
No, that is why I switched it up today and I wore like a tracksuit. That way I don't have to worry about my legs. It's also so cold in here. Our legs like turn purple.
And they just look really grandma.
It's not cute.
Yeah, no. For further notice, like I will not be showing my legs on this particular set.
Yeah, I'm going back to my merch zone.
I'm with you.
I'm feeling really great today. This is Peloton Adidas collab and creamsicle.
Sickening.
And I'm just like so comfortable.
And it really goes with the new wallpaper.
It really does. I was worried it was going to be too chaotic, but I think it's just the right amount of chaos.
Perfection.
So now without further ado, here are the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode, believe it or not, is brought to you, can't believe I'm about to say this, by McDonald's. Here at the Morning Toast, it is absolutely no secret that we are obsessed with McDonald's. After a day of recording the show or running around doing errands, is there anything better than a McDonald's Fountain Diet Coke, a large crispy French fry, and their iconic chicken sandwich? Here's the important question. What is the best McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich? Is it the standard one, the spicy one, the deluxe one? Here's the answer, Jackie. All of the above.
I think McDonald's chicken sandwiches are more personal than comedy.
Agreed, because I'm personally like a standard girly, and I know that the way that I eat a chicken sandwich is not the popular way, and I know that about myself. That doesn't make it any less delicious. Like, I literally got shit on like a couple days ago for putting ketchup on a chicken sandwich, and I can't believe there are other people who don't do that, because the way that I do it, bun, ketchup, chicken, bun. That's it, soda, fries, McFlurry. But that's just me. Like, maybe you like the spicy, maybe you like the deluxe, maybe you like extra pickles. That's on you, because like Jackie said, chicken sandwiches from McDonald's are more personal than comedy. The McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich, you can order it ahead on the McDonald's app, and you can try the sandwich that invented crispy, juicy tender today. At participating McDonald's, you can download the app and registration is required. And this is just a reminder to you that like the chicken sandwich is out there waiting to be eaten. And we are the girls here to remind you that it is time.
And treat yourself today. You know, get out there, go to lunch, treat yourself to a chicken sandwich, crispy fries,
toast of your choice. A toasted potato roll, a crinkle cut pickle. Mm. If you get the spicy crispy chicken sandwich, you get a spicy pepper sauce. Like, there's so much to be done. Add this, remove that. Like, it's perfection, you guys. And that's on being elite.
And also, every episode of The Toast, like, you come away with at least one takeaway, mm-hmm. sometimes 12. If today we give you nothing else, let us inspire you.
For lunch. Yeah, I love that. And today's second sponsor is a personal favorite of Jackie's as well. It is Go Macro. So for the fight against cancer, a mother and daughter took their love to the kitchen and Go Macro was born. Now they are spreading the power of a balanced plant-based lifestyle across the country with Go Macro. They're available in 16 mouth-watering flavors. Macro bars are packed with 100% plant-based ingredients to fuel your body and mind. Macro bars are made from simple, high-quality ingredients and are certified organic, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, and soy-free. Before you dive into your obsession, I think it's important to know Jackie like has had the biggest box of macro bars in our studio, and for the longest time, I thought it was called Go Macro. And that's just like on not being able to read.
So We have Go Macro bars in our studio, but I have them at my house too. They're the only bars that I eat that like actually make me not hungry anymore. Mm-hmm. Like usually a bar is just like a placeholder until you can get to a meal. But like for me, if I'm having it, like it's my breakfast. They're so tasty and delicious, but just like filling and, as stated, made with things that are actually good for you. I started eating Go Macro bars. You want to know how I was introduced to them?
Oh.
Like 3 years ago in a Good American press box. Oh. It was like the best press box I ever got in my life.
All the time.
Because it's a gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. They sent like this amazing duffel. They sent Go Macro bars. I had never heard of them before. And I was like, I like a bar. Let me try it. There are such good flavors. There are so many flavors. You never get sick of the ones. I was eating like the chocolate peanut butter ones in the studio literally every single day after the toast. And they are my bars of choice. And I'm so glad to be able to share the gospel.
They're made from simple, high quality ingredients, and they are packed with organic, gluten-free deliciousness. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, a percentage of the proceeds from their August sales of the double chocolate and peanut butter chips,
that's the one,
will be donated to the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. It's a pioneering conservation organization dedicated to the protection of wildlife and preservation of the habitats in East Africa. They are best known for their work to protect the elephants. So not only does Go Macro Bar make delicious bars, but they're also making a positive change towards a better planet. You can join Go Macro in supporting important conservation work and get your hands on these two new flavors by going to gomacro.com and using the promo code TOAST for 30% off plus free shipping on orders of over $50. So again, that's code.
Yeah, to say that again for me.
Yeah.
I need to order some from Newhouse.
GoMacro.com, GOMACRO.com. The promo code is Toast for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. So
gorgeous.
Check that out.
Will do. Oh, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
So we have some great stories today, I think.
I hope.
Yes, actually, we did. Okay, our first story. Some crazy drama. Winona and Ashley Judd were left out of their mom Naomi's will. So I'm not sure if we spoke about this on the Toast.
About her passing?
About her passing.
I don't think we did.
Naomi Judd passed away. She died by suicide a few months ago, and her will has emerged. And her only two daughters, Winona Judd and Ashley Judd, who are also famous, have been left out of her last will and testament, Page Six can confirm. The late country singer instead appointed her husband of 33 years, Larry Strickland, as executor of her estate, according to the court documents.
Is Larry the girl's dad?
It feels like no.
It feels like no, too, because if...
Different last name, first of all.
Right, and if he was their dad, then it wouldn't be such a big deal, because eventually, like, it would be passed on to them, you know?
Yeah, and they were married 33 years, and these girls are older than 33. Not that it's always apples to apples, right, but I just don't think it's their dad.
Right, right, right. Okay, so this is so, weird.
Wild. Because not only is that a crazy thing for a parent to do, but, like, Winona and
Ashley.
Naomi.
Oh.
They were the Judds. Like, they were the band.
Uh-huh.
They, like, worked together. Mm-hmm. And this just, like, it's so bizarre.
So the mom is Winona, right?
Yeah.
And then the daughters are Ashley and...
No. The mom is Naomi. I'm sorry.
I get confused.
Yeah. And the daughters are Ashley and Winona. And Winona and Naomi like work together and sang together. And then Ashley Judd is just like another famous person.
Sorry, wait. Who's the mom?
Naomi.
No, the mom is Naomi?
Yeah.
Okay. The mom is Naomi. And so Naomi worked with who?
Winona.
Oh, in music.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely weird. Well, obviously it makes people think like... there was bad blood, right?
Yeah. But what's weird, like you have to have really serious beef with your children to leave them out of your will, correct?
Right, like to slight them.
Intentionally.
To slight them in the afterlife.
And they're your only children and you're leaving all of them.
Yeah.
You're not giving them a piece of anything.
Yeah.
And what's weird is that after she passed, they were like doing all these things. They went to her tribute and this and that. So it's like, did they not know that they had beef or?
Right. No, it's just, it's... Puzzling.
She wrote and signed the will 5 years ago.
So things she could have changed, but if they did, isn't the first thing you would do run to your lawyer's office?
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll never find out like what's actually going on because it's so private and at the end of the day, it's not our business.
Yeah.
But we can, you know, guess. It does feel like an episode of Dynasty, you know? Like,
yeah.
Wills.
This is really like, yeah, feels like a TV show, especially because they're all famous.
Right. Famous.
And I also read an article this morning that like Winona's pissed, obviously, because she thinks she had a lot to do with like her mom's success because they did work together.
Well, I can't lie. The reason why I get so confused between all the different names is because the Judd, in my opinion, whose name I've heard the most is Winona Judd. So I would have assumed that's the mom.
I feel like the Judd I've heard the most is Ashley Judd. I feel like
And they're both the daughters, right?
And they're both the daughters.
Right.
Because she's an actress.
Show me pictures. I know Winona Judd, you know, red hair. Like, I'm familiar. I don't think I'm familiar with Ashley Judd.
I don't know if you would recognize her.
Oh, of course. Okay. Queen. Yeah. She's been in everything. Oh, and that's the mom. I've never seen Naomi Judd, honestly. Like, so I wonder if her will is substantial.
You mean her estate?
Yes, thank you.
I'm
sure it is, too. Damn, that's gotta hurt, you know?
Yeah.
To be slighted even, you know, after someone passes. That's tough stuff. I'm wishing them the best. And things like this, you know, wills, like, they can't be appealed, you know?
You could challenge it, but this article, like, says that she signed it under, you know, sound mind, memory, right, and understanding, and not under any restraint or in any respect incompetent to make a last will and testament.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel like the only person who would know why is a lawyer, but you can't talk.
Or the husband.
Right. And I wonder if they're on speaking terms. No, it's giving dynasty. It's giving filthy rich, like, mm-hmm, dramatic soap opera. Because this shit, like, doesn't really happen in real life, you know?
Yeah. Or it's like, sometimes I feel like parents do this to, like, teach their kids a lesson, or, like, they're going to donate it all to charity. But, like, these kids are grown. They all, like, work together. So the lessons were learned already. Right.
No, this is, like, I think Bill Gates, what, gives his daughter, like, $5 a month.
Yeah, just so that she's not,
and like,
entitled.
I do appreciate, like, the reasoning why a lot of people do that. Like, I think, you know, to work nothing, no days in your life, and then turn 18 and get $1 billion, like, ain't right. I just definitely feel like there's a middle ground, you know? Like, mm-hmm, like, you don't have to buy them a plane, for sure, but, like, $5, like,
yeah.
What about, like, 100, you know?
Yeah, plus the girls are already successful. It's not like they haven't, right, earned or worked.
Right. That's crazy. And now everyone's just talking about them, like, wondering what went wrong.
Yeah.
I'm curious, but we truly will never know. Unless there's a book, you know?
By Larry.
The husband?
But, yeah. I mean, if he ever chooses to write one, I'd probably, like, have moved on by then. But, uh-huh, just, like, remind me if, yeah, one, no, ever comes out.
One of these articles will pick it up. Like, here's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good at that.
That's media. True. Thanks, guys. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
More crazy news. Travis Scott lands a Las Vegas residency nearly 1 year after the Astroworld tragedy. Not even 1 year. It's August. Just began, and Astroworld was in November. So it's...
Wait, what?
Yep. He is headed back to the big stage nearly 1 year after 10 people died of compression asphyxia during his Astroworld festival in 2021. Zouk Nightclub in Las Vegas announced on Monday the rapper would be playing 7 shows at their venue starting next month. Road to Utopia will be a, quote, mind-bending, first-of-its-kind nightclub residency and a chance for Scott to sample some of his upcoming music, according to a press release.
Okay, so it's not like Caesar's Palace.
No. I've never heard of Zouk.
Me neither.
So...
I thought it was more of a traditional, like, Shania Twain, Adele moment.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you do a few shows at any Vegas establishment and it's a Vegas residency.
Yeah. And I'm not particularly, like, a Travis Scott fan or a Travis Scott hater, because I think, you know, you could argue back and forth about the Astroworld situation endlessly. Mm-hmm. I just, as a person who watched the whole thing unravel without any particular, like, stake or standhood in it, I was just, like, overwhelmingly disappointed in Travis Scott's, like, lack of energy towards the whole thing. And I get that he was probably, you know, limited in what he could do or say based on, like, the lawsuits, but I was just, like, really underwhelmed by him in general.
Yeah.
So I'm really surprised to see him, like, moving forward so fast. This isn't, like, a scandal, like...
Where you just, like, take some time off, right, where let you it said die something down. Wrong
on stage and, you know, you're gonna, you know, take time off and, you know, work on your mental health. This is, like, so historic and so much bigger than anything I think any of us have ever really witnessed. And I don't know, he kind of, like, did a terrible job in handling it.
Yeah.
And it can't be an easy thing to have handled, and I'm sure it... you know, like, keeps him up at night. But I don't know. I was just like, meh, from him, and like, entirely.
I agree with all of that. And I'm mostly curious if people are going to go.
Right. Like, where do people, I'm not like a huge fan of his music. Like, I'm sure I know a lot just because it's popular, but I don't seek out him on Spotify or like his concerts. So I'm curious if people who did, like, were, their opinion of him is changed at all.
I'm very curious too.
And if you're a Travis Scott girly, let me know in the comments, like, if this...
Because he has, like, diehard fans.
I mean, of course. And I think that's part of the reason why Astroworld was so mishandled, mm-hmm, was because of the passion.
Yeah.
There was so much energy there because people love him, and you have to be able to handle all that. And they were not able to.
Yeah, but I also think, I mean, it would be shocking if anything like that ever happened
again
in his realm ever again. But then the nightclub... has the power to let a certain people amount, let them out, you know what I mean?
But like, it's not just a random cornfield in the middle of nowhere right. where there's unlimited space.
Right. So if there's, you know,
capacity,
plenty of room, something like this shouldn't happen.
Yeah. And as far as I know, he hasn't done performances since then, other than like private gigs, not like open to the public, buying tickets type of event. Mm-hmm. So the headline is a little misleading
to me. I couldn't imagine enjoying.
I know.
After something like that.
Yeah. I do think the headline is slightly misleading. Because when you read it, like obviously what I pictured was like, you know, the Venetian or one of those major.
Right. No.
This is a new type of, so it's like less.
It's less. Yeah. And I'm sure like he's going to have to humble himself right. and do things like this.
That
to,
he probably wouldn't have even considered.
And maybe he will gain enough momentum and trust in people that he'll get those bigger gigs again. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah. And I don't think,
and I don't know what he should be doing, you know?
Right. I don't know this has really never happened before. Yeah. Like what is the right way to handle it? And I'm sure that if in terms of like ticket sales, like if he wanted to headline a festival, like there would be enough people would come, but I don't think any like brand or any festival or any like sponsors like really want to be attached to his name for the foreseeable future, which I do think is understandable.
Yeah. So far, like he performed at 11 in Miami, which is the same thing as this Zouk, mm-hmm. you know, where they control the
environment.
And he played a Coachella party and a pre-Oscar party. So like you've said, private things, mm-hmm. but agreed on the brand front. And also if there's anything that would have like fellow performers.
Right. I can't imagine everyone wanting to be like totally cool with performing alongside him.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. This is like I feel like this is uncharted territory when it comes to like celebrity. I don't want to say scandal because I feel like that diminishes it.
Yeah.
But like, for lack of a better word, scandal. Like, I don't feel like there's any precedent, like, you know, you can compare this to because it's literally never happened before.
Yeah. Plus the lawsuits are still ongoing. Yeah. So it's also fresh. Feels weird to be getting back out there when it's not a closed case. Mm-hmm. There's nearly 2,800 victims who are suing for negligence against him and Live Nation.
As they should.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a story, but like, did you see all this Nicki Minaj drama?
No.
Oh.
There were so many like little stories today that were like, I just wanted to make like a section called like items.
Uh-huh.
But then I forgot.
So this woman who is claiming to be Nicki Minaj's former assistant is going wild on her Instagram stories. I guess she got fired and she said it was like for literally no reason. So she decided to blow up Nicki Minaj's spot. And so much so, I think Nicki actually addressed her. I think it's proven, documented that this woman did work for Nicki Minaj. And she's just going on like, I think over 50 Instagram stories, just putting Nicki on blast with things as it pertains to her relationship with other artists, with Rihanna, with Jay-Z, with Drake, with Lil Wayne, alleging that there's a sex tape of Nicki Minaj going around, alleging that Rihanna doesn't fuck with Nicki Minaj since 2016, alleging that she kept saying Ken, who is Nicki's husband, who we were just discussing is a sex offender, right?
Yeah.
He apparently like keeps acting out towards all these people, severing relationships between Nicki and other artists. Now, I don't know if any of this is valid or true, but it was like a train wreck. Like you could not look away.
Doesn't she have an NDA?
So she addressed that. Her NDA bars her from posting or sharing publicly videos or images. Like she found a skirt, like a way around her NDA. She addressed it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very interesting. And again, I don't like to like talk about those things because it could just be like some literal random person in Ohio just making shit up. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I got the vibe that like there was definitely some like validity to the whole situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Did not make its way to Reels yet.
No, it did not.
Okay, next story. An update from yesterday. Beyoncé is removing the offensive lyrics dubbed ableist from her album Renaissance. Beyoncé's team said in a statement to Variety, the word not used intentionally in a harmful way will be replaced.
Oh, okay. That's not what I thought was going to happen.
No. And they really all missed
right,
the drama.
That's what's shocking here. Not that Beyoncé is removing it, but that like, so it's not like she was using it intentionally. Like this was an unintentional mistake that was made, which means literally nobody on her producing team, on her record label, like nobody through all the people whose hands had to touch this before it got to the final stage. Nobody like remembered the thing that happened with Lizzo like a month ago.
That's weird.
That's shocking to me, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, they are going to change it and like take it down. And I wonder what they'll replace it with.
Right. I'm sure it'll be like something similar to what Lizzo did. Like,
what did she wind up replacing it with?
I don't remember because I don't even remember the lyric, you know? Mm-hmm. So I didn't listen to it. And then I didn't want to listen to the OG one and then like have to learn a new lyric.
Yeah.
But it was like the same vein, like silly, like, I don't know.
Okay. We shall see.
We shall see it. But I do find that shocking, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Because I would have thought she knew that it was like a controversial word and just continued on with it because it became such a big thing with Lizzo.
Yeah.
Maybe she just really is like that private, you know, like she didn't know.
Sure, she is.
Yeah.
But there are so many people that are involved. Not one of them caught the news that day. Not one of them listened to the toast.
Maybe you don't like correct Beyonce, honestly. Like, let's say I was working as an engineer. I'm not going to be like, does Beyonce know this is a bad word? Like, obviously she's fucking Beyonce. She knows everything, you know?
That's so
true. I'm not going to turn around and be like, Miss Beyonce, like, I don't think that you should use that word.
You know what I also think it could be? It's like everyone was talking about that there is this word that Lizzo used that's labeled a slur, but no one, like, you can't say it, otherwise you'll self-cancel. So it's like, what word are we talking about? Right. Even if they did listen to toast, like I said yesterday, so many people were like, what word are you even talking about? And for some people, like when I first heard this, I had no idea that it was remotely offensive. So if we're not gonna say what the word is,
maybe she missed it because nobody actually said it.
And even when I was reading an article yesterday and it was S*#Z, I was like, shiz? Like, I still didn't know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's an extremely valid point. Maybe she missed it because nobody said it. No, that's logical, queen. Like, yeah.
And maybe her team missed it because they were like, oh yeah, Lizzo got in trouble for using a lyric.
And we were watching the toast and they never said it.
No, and like it couldn't possibly be anything that we are using because...
No. Facts. Like literally facts. That's 100% what happened. Yeah.
Okay. I'm still not going to say it though.
Of course not. We value... Look, we just put up new wallpaper. We don't have time to cancel ourselves.
We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
Okay. Are you ready for our next story?
Only if it's the next story that's brought to you by Fashion Pass.
Oh, the sponsors today.
Premium.
They start coming and they don't stop coming.
We know so many toasters already know about and love Fashion Pass, but it is truly the steeniest clothing rental service. You get unlimited rentals for one flat price. And the best part about Fashion Pass, in my opinion, is their clothing selections. It's everything of the sort. They have the best brands like For Love and Lemons, Free People, Show Me Your Moo Moo, Amanda Uprichard. How do you say
it? Uprichard
or Uprichard?
Oh, wow.
It's giving French.
I say Uprichard, but
I say Uprichard.
I'm obviously an uncultured swine.
If you hate spending $200 on one outfit that you're going to wear on vacation and then never again, you should join the Trendsetter plan from Fashion Pass. You get to pick 3 clothing items and 2 accessories for every order, and you can switch out your items as many times per month as you'd like. So you're not limited to these 5 items for the entire month. You're done with them, send them back and get new stuff. Their shipping is super fast. They take care of the dry cleaning and everything for you. So you literally just send it back in the pre-labeled bag that they give you when you're done. And then you just get to choose new items. It couldn't be easier. It's so simple. And again, I think what really sets Fashion Pass apart is like actually cute clothes, you know?
Yeah. And also it doesn't need to be a big occasion. Like,
right.
Just you want, like,
for work.
I've been using Fashion Pass since 2019. It's the perfect product for the toast because it's like I want to wear something cute and fresh every single day, but like once you wear it once, and especially like for everyone, like you wear it on Instagram and like it's worn, mm-hmm. which is like so unfortunate. But Fashion Pass, it's a solve, like, and it doesn't have to be like a big thing or a wedding, but they also have stuff like that, but just like for a girl's night out
every
like
day.
I want a fresh outfit and I'm not gonna repeat it.
Yeah. The favorite part, one of our favorite parts about it, is that if you love something and you want to keep it, totally fine. You also get a huge discount if you buy it from them, anywhere between 30% and 60% off. It is a way better option than constantly shopping, and it's so sustainable. So we actually have a special discount code for you guys today. If you go to fashionpass.com, use code TOAST at checkout, you will get $40 off your first month, so you can try it for $39. That's unlimited rentals for just $39 with code TOAST, fashionpass.com. I also happen to know a lot of the girlies who work at Fashion Pass or toasters, so you just know that the company is being, you know,
incredibly toasty.
Thank you.
With toasted.
The company is being sustained by toasty energy, and you absolutely love to see that.
We love to see toasters supporting other toasters,
right.
Supporting the toast.
It's a toast on business.
It's toast on toast crime.
100%.
Are you ready for our next story? Our next 2 stories are actually some small Real Housewives items that felt big enough to discuss.
Sure.
First is kind of crazy. Leah McSweeney.
Oh.
No, that's second.
Okay.
Leah McSweeney is responding to a rumor she was fired from Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip over a poop incident. So
what is it with the New York women and taking dumps on television?
No, not even that. But first of all, Leah McSweeney was sent home from Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip in Thailand. Interesting. The rumor was that she threw elephant poop at a castmate and she was banned from Thailand. Leah commented on this post saying she did not do that, but she's disappointed. She hopes she didn't disappoint any fans by not doing such an iconic move. She said, I'm so sad it didn't happen, but she was sent home.
Well, what did she do? And you, wait, this is so crazy. Like, I can't think of a time in recent history where someone has been immediately removed from a show. Like, people get fired at the end of seasons for things they did on the show, but like immediate removal, like not finishing filming, I don't think that's really ever happened.
Yeah, I am pretty sure, like, so she's just debunking the elephant poop part.
Not the part that she was fired.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But that would be crazy if the whole thing is a lie. But I do feel like that actually, you know if she's home and they're still there, that can be proven.
I feel like this is kind of a testament to how far the franchise has fallen. Like, we're talking about throwing elephant poop. And I just want to say, like, it's probably not true, but like rumors start from somewhere and then they get turned into like major like fallacies. But like, whatever it is that happened, like poop had something to do with it. Like, people aren't just making shit up, yeah. Literally. And this is just like, this is so Housewives. Like, it's becoming so low brow. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even finish Ultimate Girls Trip because everyone was just so drunk and nuts and like making no fucking sense. And I don't know what this like new era of Housewives is that like, and I think it really started with Ultimate Girls Trip. And I don't know if people are liking it or if it's helping the ratings or anything, but like personally, it's not for me.
It's not for me. This new one. So this is Ultimate Girls Trip 3 in Thailand with Portia, Giselle, Candace Dillard, Heather Gay, Whitney Rose, Alexia, and Marisol from Miami. Did we even talk about that this is the crew?
No. And honestly, like, that sounds like a good crew except for Whitney and Heather because I cannot fucking stand them.
And Candace.
Candace.
Have you no scruples?
Oh,
except
but
she
like
gave
Giselle,
us the word of a lifetime.
Giselle, Portia, Alexia, and who was the other Miami
Marisol.
Girl?
Marisol.
Like, that's an iconic foursome. It really is.
Yeah, and they're in Thailand, which is, you know, premium. Gorgeous and interesting and not the Berkshires.
Right. I think that part of the reason why I couldn't stomach finishing Ultimate Girls Trip was, yes, everyone was chaotic, everyone was drunk, everyone was messy, but, like, they were also just, like, in this house.
And also, like, the Berkshires and it being during this house is, like, a character, and I just can't.
And it's not a level playing field because she had, like, she was on some high ground.
Yeah, you need to, like, that's part of the storyline is, like, this is Dorinda's
house. To bow down to Dorinda.
And I just can't.
No. So, that's interesting.
I hope this isn't, obviously, she said it's not true, so it's not true. But, like, if anything like this even remotely happened, that is so fucking disgusting. And so far gone from how to behave as a human being.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's also far gone from, like, the founding principles of the show, which is supposed to be, like, rich, elegant women who would literally never come close to a piece of duty in their lives, you know?
Right. Most people wouldn't.
No, of course not. But, like, and by the way, that this honestly, the fact that it was someone from Real Housewives of New York doesn't surprise me because the Real Housewives of New York are particularly, like, disgusting in their, like, bodily excrements, if that's the right. They're always talking about, like, peeing their pants, pooping their pants. Ramona, there was shit on the floor when they were in Colombia, like, when they all got, like, Montezuma's revenge and they all had diarrhea, like, they were talking about it. Like, it's really disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, one of those people who's, like, above poop. Like, I love a fart joke. Like, I will, honestly, like, if somebody farts, like, I'll never not laugh. Like, it's funny. But not in my Housewives.
No, and, like, I feel like we talk about duty sometimes, mm-hmm. but, like, there's no duty anywhere.
Like, no, we're not gonna, like, duty on the toes.
You know what I mean? Like, they're
talking about it and, like, showing it are two different things.
Yeah, talking about it and, like, there being a physical
element
presence
of it. Yeah. Is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what got her kicked off of a trip because a trip like this, it's like, go wild.
Yeah.
You know?
But also,
but how, like, far is too far?
When I think of these women in this group, like, they're all extremely, like, when I think of Giselle, when I think of Alexia, like, I think of them as, like, mature, Portia, like, I don't see them as
Marisol.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't put the poop thing past the Berkshires women because they're, like, chaotic and so desperate for attention because all of them have been fired and all of them are dying to get back on their franchise. I could see that happening. But these women in Bali, like, Portia got her own show. Like, they don't need to be, like, so lowbrow in order and, like, cheap in order to get attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is disgusting, like really vile.
But it didn't happen.
Oh, right, right.
It did not happen.
Thank you. Reality check. Thank you.
So that's good. But like, where the fuck did that come from? Ew. And I do want to know what actually happened.
Like, how do you get kicked off of a
trip where you're supposed to go wild?
Right. No, it's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Our fifth and final story, a little more Real Housewives news. Sorry, guys, but Taylor Armstrong is joining the
Real Housewives. Wait, our fifth and final story? I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Is it the Taylor Armstrong story that's brought to you by Manscaped, perchance?
Yes, it's the one.
Ladies, we all know it's hot girl summer, but what kind of summer is your man having? If your man isn't participating in smooth sack summer, then what is he doing? That's right. This is the summer to keep his balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leader in below-the-belt grooming is making sure we have a ball this summer by giving your pant partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com. And for 20% off plus free shipping, use code TOAST. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, which Ben actually does have, has everything you need to prepare that hot summer bod. Whether you're gifting it to your man or using it on your bikini line, let's keep your bush tamed with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. The package also includes the Weed Whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, which is the Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag that will bring you comfort to another level. So Ben has never been one for, like, you know, having like toiletries in like a confined little package, mm-hmm. Or like a travel pouch. And I'm very grateful to Manscaped for all of their fabulous products, but mostly the Shed travel bag. Like, Ben is now a grown man who like has a nice leather looking pouch. He throws in his trimmer. He throws in his deodorant. Like, he's grown up, and that's all thanks to Manscaped. You can get 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. Hot girls everywhere agree it is smooth sack summer, and get your man on board before it ends.
Great. Thank you, Manscaped.
You're welcome. What okay. can I say except you're welcome. I have not stopped watching Moana, so apologies.
No, that's good. Our fifth and final story, Taylor Armstrong is joining the Real Housewives of Orange County, becoming the first housewife to move franchises. But she's joining as a friend of, so I don't want anyone to get carried away. But a friend of is still like a step towards...
A launching pad.
It's a launching pad, and she's a friend of on a housewife on a different franchise, and that's new. And I'm wondering if she's joining as Tamra's friend of, since they must probably be friends now from Ultimate Girls Trip.
For sure. By the way, I'm actually happy when I think of, like, and I guess I never really thought about how nobody has ever been transferred, fired and then transferred. When I think of, like, who I would want this to be, I'm happy for Taylor Armstrong. Like, she's kind of she was like a sad sack, and then her life really turned around. And I feel like anytime we ever either spoke about her on the Toast or she was brought up on Watch What Happens Live, like from Kyle, we were always getting really, really happy updates from her, which made me happy because I feel like she went through, like, literally the worst 3 years any human being could ever go through. Like, mm-hmm. raising a child with an abusive husband, you find out your abusive husband has literally lost all your money, and then he commits suicide. Like, it must have been literally like the hardest thing anyone on Housewives has had to go through. And then every time we checked in on her, everyone said she was like so happily married. I know she was living in Colorado for a while. So she's really like a success story post Housewives that I was like happy for. And I don't know, I kind of like love this. And I've been so hard on OC Housewives because, like, it's terrible. And I'm happy for Taylor, and I actually think this is a good idea. Even though I don't really see a world in which, like, Taylor, and like, what is Heather doing? Like, she was supposed to revive the franchise, and she did not. Mm-hmm. Is she going to continue? Because I don't really see her and Taylor Armstrong, like, getting along.
Only Noella and Dr. Jen are gone. So that means Shannon, Gina, Emily, Heather, Tamra.
Taylor.
Friend Taylor. Mm-hmm.
That's like a good
and
amount.
Maybe other new people.
I just don't understand. If they were going to let go of Noella and Dr. Jen, like, why even, like, why did they even bring them on? You
right,
know?
And it's really not fair to only give someone one season.
Agreed. Eileen Davidson.
Right.
Perfect example.
You might like them more the next season, but it's also, like, it's not fair to them because they don't get to, like, find their feet mm-hmm. and
get comfortable.
Get comfortable and perhaps do a better job. But it's also not fair to the viewers to make us, like, give a shit about someone, like, force us to watch their home scenes for, like, you know, a couple of months and then be like, okay, and now you have to do it with someone else.
Never mind. Yeah. I don't know what is going on at the Real Housewives of Orange County, like, casting
and
couch.
I didn't finish the season, so I don't know what happened with Noella, but, like, isn't she incredibly interesting.
Right. Divorce, Puerto Rico, prenup, no credit cards. Like, that was wild.
Yeah. Just Amazon.
Happening in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So, like, what was the point of all of this?
Yeah.
And is Heather confirmed coming back?
And you can only have so many false starts. Like, I feel like in the last few years, we had so many new people. Elizabeth Lynn Vargas.
Justice for Elizabeth Lynn.
Justice for her. Like, we became invested in her personal story, which was
she
wild.
She was fucking wild. Like, she deserved more, honestly. Like, I am an Elizabeth Lynn Vargas stan.
Yeah, no, she could be brought back. And so it's been so many years of this where we, like, get invested in someone and then they're gone.
Reset.
That I'm not investing in Orange County anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's a perfect way to phrase it. Like, so many, every year it's like, no, this, we're cleaning the slate. And of all the times they've did that, I did think this most recent time was going to be, like, the time to do it, and it didn't.
Yeah.
It just felt like, in what world would Heather be in the same room as Noella? Like, it was so forced, and it just made no sense. And I love this Taylor thing. I don't think it's going to be the thing that saves the franchise, especially, like, she's not even a full-time housewife.
Yeah, but it's promising.
It's promising. Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good idea. But again, I feel so disconnected to so much of the Real Housewives franchises in, like, the last couple months. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And every time I see news about it, like, Tamra getting her orange back, which I actually thought was a good idea, and then, like, they made a whole thing on Watch Happens Live about it, I just, like, rolled my eyes. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, and they should give Vicky hers back too. I'm ready. And I was someone who was like, Vicky needs to go, but we spoke about this. I do think she needed to, like,
be humbled,
realize this is an ensemble cast, and I think now the show needs her and she needs the show.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts.
So Ultimate Girls Trip is definitely, like, making waves in the actual franchise. And I think that means, like, the women who get cast on Ultimate Girls Trip who are, like, trying to get back on their show or, like, get on a show in another city, like, are going to go balls to the wall. Because look what happened to Tamra. Look what happened to Taylor.
I wonder what this means for Leah, because still New York.
Up in the air.
Especially Legacy. I heard that they had casted people
for the new generation.
Yeah, right? Didn't you hear that? Did we know anyone?
Yeah.
Do we know them?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I told you, like,
oh, yes, privately. Yes. Cool. I'm curious to see what happens with Legacy, where Leah lands. I like her. I could go for her on either.
On either, me too.
But not if she threw out lip and poop, which she didn't.
But, like, what was the cause of that? What was the catalyst for that rumor? I don't know. It had to be something, like, bathroom related. Whatever. Those are the Fast Five stories, and you definitely didn't need to know them. You definitely did not. But that's the thing about the toast, is, like, we're going to tell you what you need to know, but also what you don't need to know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That Judd family drama, you kind of need to know.
Yeah, and that's the lesson. Be nice to your parents.
Yeah, just, like, keep an ear out for an update on that.
Yeah. And that's our show. Tuesday came and went. So thank you so much. We hope you all enjoyed our new stunning visual.
I know that you did. I enjoyed it just looking at the monitor.
You looked like you were going to say something, right?
I was going to say, and I also hope you did take away from this episode that you must go get a McDonald's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and while you're on your way there, listen to our new Patreon episode.
Yes.
Don't forget, Patreon presale for the Not Like Other Girls final leg starts tomorrow at girlwithnojob.com/tour. And don't worry, I'll be reminding you about it all week on my Instagram, podcast, TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. And that's our show. So thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So at Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast. Leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bibbidi, bibbidi, bye.